Hello, Nick Holloway Vox, and I actually don't mind if the others listen in on this, but your audio boo today about logic and about, I forget exactly the right title, but it's the one about logic anyway, in which you you said that you like doing things with logic and are examining other people's logic and noticing patterns in people's logic. Forgive me now if I'm lending you words rather than paraphrasing you exactly, but the point I want to get to is the point about causation. And it is, you gave an example in your audio of a question you might put to somebody, which is, why do you do that? Or why is that your position? And I thought, well, okay, now is the time when I'm going to share with you my thoughts in relation to the difficulty of answering the question why. Now, I've had a personal difficulty with answering the question why for a long time. And by that I mean that if anybody, doesn't matter who they are, says to me, Paul, why did you do that? Or why do you think that even? I immediately go into, in my own mind, a quick flip into the answer I feel like giving, which is, well, it's because I was born on a wet Thursday afternoon in October 1950, on a day when the atmospheric pressure was X or Y. And, that clearly is a weird answer to the question of why you do something 61 years later. But it's actually, in my mind, it's a more reliable answer, even though it would be an impossibly long answer to tolerate. And also, it would still only be a partial effort to get at an answer. And I think you can see the point, really, or at least I hope you can. My difficulty is about causation. That in order to say that I did something because something happened, I regard that as a social convention, an activity I will happily engage in for the purpose of remaining acceptable as in conversation. Because, I could easily become the world's greatest bore if I actually did that kind of reply. Because I find causation problematic. And I also think that any answer that somebody ever gives me in relation to why they're doing something or why they have done something is likely to be a compromise between a number of different pressures that they're feeling at the time, some of which will be conscious and some of which will be unconscious. And by that I mean that the person may well want to give me an answer to my why question, which sounds rational and sounds logical and sounds as if it is understandable. Yet the person may have absolutely no idea why they did something, and so what they're doing is they're grafting an intellectual superstructure on top of an ununderstood substructure. Causation is, I actually think causation is a social convention. And I would also want to, or would enjoy, a conversation with some physical scientists, natural scientists, about this too. Now, I do speak, I have to admit, as a sociologist, in the sense that I was once trained as a sociologist, and I have, I am inclined to think that ideas are social constructions too. So I, it's a difficult, it has solved the problem of causation for me, in the sense that I regard the question as, unanswerable, and therefore doesn't bother me anymore. Therefore, life is more relaxed. Why on earth do I feel depressed? Why do I feel depressed? Why do I suffer severe bouts of depression from time to time in my life? And there was a time when it troubled me, and I thought that, the only way forward is to go into therapy. And that's why I had 5 years of psychoanalysis, I suppose, at one stage. And by that I mean daily analysis, 5 days a week. And I think at the time I would probably have said I was doing it in order to get to the root of why I was troubled. But I can't actually tell you accurately what answer I did give at the time to that. But reconstructing my memories of my personality, I think it's most likely that I would have said the reason I did psychoanalysis was to reach the answer to why. I've been a much more comfortable individual since I gave up on the question why and regarded it as, as I say, a social construct and a matter of some philosophical flippancy. So, you gave me an opportunity to say this. Now, I don't for a minute think that I've actually said totally and absolutely what I mean to say. So what I'm saying is a kind of rough approximation in language.